And now, a missing persons announcement. Could Mr. Keith Hudson of Chiswick please get in touch with me, as he's meant to be finishing my extension, and I haven't seen him for 3 weeks. And when I get my hands on him, I'm going to shove some guttering right up his concrete mixer. Weeks ago, I was appointed onto the local church committee and put in charge of the communion wine. Now, as a wine buff, I decided it was time to make some changes. So, last Sunday, everyone had a choice of the usual red and a fruity white from the Loire Valley. And for the next Sunday, I did think we'd have a rather nice rosé for the ladies. However, after communion, the vicar came up to me and shouted in my face. I tried to turn the other cheek, but I was so drunk I fell over taking the display. I fell over taking the display about the harvest in Kenya with me. I've not been near the place since. Anyhow, now it's time to introduce two people who my wife Pamela Lee thinks are putting my career back 15 years. They own their own shoes. They're the patron saints of baboon heaters, Tim and Nick.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, this is actually the third series of the Skyvers.
Yeah, and you may still be wondering who on earth we are.
So, here is absolutely everything you need to know about us.
Yeah, first it's focus on Tim. Tim's favourite food is three bowls of Frosties, and he's currently working with Pingu, the cartoon penguin, on a 4-hour public information film about gravel.
Yeah, now it's focused on Nick. Nick's currently working on a musical with Michael Burke in which three moose escape from Nazi Germany and go to work in a tax office in Newcastle.
Actually, we just made all that up.
Yeah, anyway, the good thing about doing all this is that we can invite anyone we want onto the show.
And the first person we're going to ring up and invite is the swimmer, Adrian Morehouse.
Ah, yes, now he was the Olympic medalist who recently missed first place in the European Championships when he saw a lovely wriggly worm just after the turn, swallowed it, and was caught by a Canadian spectator in the third row. He had to spend the rest of the day in a bucket with the Russian backstroke champion.
Yes, and we hope to speak to him now.
Hello, Adrian Morehouse.
Adrian, hello. Would you like to come and be on our show now?
I'm sorry, lads, I'm still too upset. I was teamed with Claire Rayner in a pro-celebrity cross-channel swimming race, and we had to pull out after Claire swallowed a sea serpent. Which was a shame, because we were miles ahead of Duncan Goodhue and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Another time, eh?
Oh, dear. Well, who's next on the list?
Well, it happens to be one of the world's leading film directors.
Ah, yes, it's a man who ranks alongside Jean-Luc Godard, Bernardo Bertolucci and Franco Zeffirelli.
Yes, we thought we'd give Michael Winner a call.
Hello, this is Michael Winner. You're very lucky to be speaking to me.
Ah, yes, we know.
What do you want? I'm very busy. I'm developing an idea combining my two consuming passions, directing films and eating. The plot is deceptively simple. In it, the Charles Bronson character is served a very unimaginative souffle at Le Gavroche. He sits for a moment, looks at it, then calls the maitre d' over and shoots him in the head with a bazooka.
Wow, sounds great. Let's hope that one goes straight to video so we can get our own copy as soon as possible.
None of my films have ever gone straight to video. They've all made a fortune and been internationally acclaimed. You're very tedious. What do you want?
Well, we hoped you'd like to come and be on our radio show now. We'd love to interview you.
What with you being a hero of ours?
Well, I had booked a table at Savoy Grill. I won't look at the menu. I'll just order 6 packets of hula hoops. Suppose I could always cancel that and come down.
Great, because we've got lots of questions to ask you about your contribution to modern cinema.
Yeah, we'll go and get videos of all your films from the wire basket at the front of the video shop.
Yeah, don't be facetious. You're very lucky. I shall join you.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks, Michael. See you later.
Yeah, brilliant. Michael Winner.
Yes, we can ask him about all our favourite films he's directed. Death Wish, The Nightcomers, Chato's Land, Appointment with Death, Bullseye, Lawman.
Yeah, and about all the big stars he's worked with. Charles Bronson, Burt Lancaster, Sophia Loren and Marlon Brando.
Do you remember that time he directed The News?
Yes. Moira Stewart had just started on an item about an EC summit meeting in Bonn when a naked Michael Burke shouted, "And finally," and swung in on a creeper and attacked her with a chainsaw.
Yeah, Michael Winner,
truly our hero for one day.
Attention. Here is a government warning which must be heard in conjunction with that last item. Smoking can cause you to buy 5 lighters for a pound from the bloke on the street outside our price. These will work approximately 4 times. Also, most doctors don't smoke, most dentists don't eat, and most dustmen don't empty the bins properly. Biscuits. Have you noticed how hard ginger nuts are? Why don't they put them on the outside of the space shuttle? High up, on top of the offices of the Vache-Qui-Rhee Corporation, overlooking the Champs-Élysées, a figure in black steps out onto the roof.
Keith.
Ian!
You're not here to shoot the president as well, are you?
Well, no, you're not going to believe it, but I've been hired to assassinate one of the horses.
A horse?
Yeah, I know. Normally I get my instructions in an envelope that's secretly hidden near a park bench. But this time my mum took a message. I got a description, though.
Right, better assemble my rifle. It's one of these new Czech laser-sighted titanium lightweights. What are you using?
Oh, I got mine from IKEA. It's a bugger to put together, though. I've lost one of those little wooden things.
Yeah, we'd better get into position. Cavalcade should be here in 7 minutes.
Oh, good, right. I've got time to do my expenses, then. Right. Gun. 1 bullet. False papers. Black balaclava from Millix. Breakfast, stationery, petrol money, plus that.
Keep it down, will you? I need to run through the hit in my mind. Car turns corner. Engage target. Squeeze trigger. Affirm target is down. Withdraw.
Oh, right. Good idea. Okay. Click-clock, click-clock, bang, thud, run away.
Hello? I've just scoped Andy Peters in the crowd. Damn, he's wearing that bulletproof vest again.
Here, did you see that article in this week's The Sniper? On that attachment for your rifle that turns it into a plant pot holder?
No, I don't read The Sniper. I get AQ, Assassin's Quarterly.
All right. And what disguise are you using for your getaway?
War veteran, grey hair and beard, walking stick. You?
Long John Silver. That was all they had left.
Right, here they come. I'm off. See you at the Golden Bullet Awards at the Savoy.
Oh, hang on, I'll only be a second. Right now. Here it comes. Long legs, big long brown face.
Hello? You've shot Naomi Campbell.
Now, Somalia.
Cheers from Somalia, which is such a nice place.
Yeah, it's really unspoiled and stuff. We're, like, so privileged to be here.
We're seriously thinking of buying a flat in Mogadishu.
Yeah, because they're only about £10 or something.
Travel writing is such a good job, because you get to, like, travel and write and stuff.
Yeah, and it's especially good, because the editor of Lonely Planet is trusting us to write this whole gay and lesbian gap year guide to war zones, like, on our own.
We've been to such nice places.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wish I'd come to all these places on my gap year, and I'm not even a lesbian.
Nor am I. And it's especially good for me because I did Swahili for AO. It was really challenging, but not quite as hard as an A-level.
Yeah, they're good though. But Mogadishu is so cool.
Yeah, we're like the only people on the beach.
Yeah, and they have a firework display every night.
Yeah, I think they're clay pigeon shooting over there. I might go and ask if I can have a go later.
Yeah, you should. Toby was school captain of clay pigeon shooting.
Oh, class, stop it.
No, seriously, Toby. My father thinks you're really good.
That is so nice to hear, because I really respect your father. Anyway, it's wild here. They all have these Jeep-type things.
Yeah, they're sort of like Range Rovers, but more outdoorsy, stroke, full of huge machine gunsy type things.
Yeah. They're clearly, like, armed, but they're, like, really good guys. One of them gave us a lift yesterday.
Yeah, we didn't really want to go with him, but he absolutely insisted, didn't he, Toves?
Yeah. We got into a total strop when we said something about getting in a taxi.
Toves had a chat with him in Swahili.
Well, yeah, eventually, but I only got a C in the AO. And I don't think he understood me to start with.
It turned out that he was also in a total strop with a whole load of other Swahili-speaking guys in those Jeep stroke tank things.
And they were doing quite a lot of off-piste driving and shooting.
And then they took us back to this utility room stroke cellar place and chained us to a radiator that, like, wasn't working.
Fortunately, because it was really hot.
And I was like, oh, no. We're clearly like prisoners.
Yeah. And then this guy in sunglasses came in and shouted at us in Swahili.
But it's really weird, because I didn't do the AO, but I recognised, like, certain phrases.
Yeah, you did. Like, Parsons Green and wine bar.
And then he took his sunglasses off, and this is, like, so strange. Yeah.
It turns out it's this bloke from my school. Charlie from the year above.
Yeah. He's taking a year out before going up to Bristol, working for a Somalian warlord.
Such a good idea.
I wish I'd done that instead of Operation Raleigh.
Raleigh?
Hey, yeah.
I just received some alarming new military intelligence from the Middle East. Iraq is forming a new crack commando unit to attack Britain. It's going to be made up of people under 5'6", armed with open umbrellas, who are going to walk down the street not looking where they're going. They're to be deployed in conjunction with some people who are going to go down crowded escalators, get out at the bottom, and just stand there looking around. Here are those two blokes again, Tim and Nick.
Hello. Now, this is the moment we've been waiting for.
Yes, it's time to meet our hero for one day.
The cigar-toting.
Film directing.
True crime presenting.
Restaurant reviewing.
Big, sleek, Michael Winner.
Hello, I hate being interviewed, especially by idiots like you.
Thank you, Michael. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Did you find us okay?
No, I did not. I went into the wrong studio. I've been on Moneybox for the last 20 minutes giving my opinion on mortgage indemnity insurance.
Hello, dear. I'm sorry about that.
Never mind. You got anything worthwhile in store for me?
Well, we've got a lot of questions and some clips lined up. Basically, we're fascinated to find out how you achieve that winning cocktail of big stars, big budgets, and things that go bang.
You know, it's a pleasure to meet people who appreciate my work. The critics don't understand the first thing about my films. Critics are a complete waste of time, morons.
That doesn't apply to restaurant critics, though, does it, Michael?
Not to me. Last week, I had to review the most awful crowded restaurant. Food was very dry and unimaginative. Service was poor. I think it was called MFI.
Right. Well, if you're ready, Michael, we'll have the opening music for the Michael Winner interview.
The winner takes.
Michael, we'd like to begin by asking you how you got started in films.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. It started when I was given a 9.5mm Patiscope camera for my 6th birthday. I made a £14 million heist thriller starring Humphrey Bogart, Ava Gardner, and my teddy bear, Cecil. The significant scene was when Cecil threw Humphrey Bogart off the Empire State Building. I'd love to have had Cecil in Death Wish, but his ears came off.
So you got the next best thing?
Yes, I did. Charles Bronson.
Right, well, we'll come back to your extensive collaboration with Charles Bronson.
But can we first talk about the films you've made in the Western genre, such as Chateau's Land, Lawman?
Yes, I think it's important with Westerns to film them in the American desert. I once directed one in Chelmsford with Burt Lancaster and Stanley Kramer. But, you know, the final gunfight outside B-Jams didn't have the atmosphere I wanted. Wasn't so much a spaghetti western as a pot noodle western.
Okay, moving on. In 1971, you directed a remake of Hitchcock's chilling masterpiece, The Birds, in which you cast Emu and Big Bird.
But we'd really like to focus on the period in your career after that, when you became synonymous with the 70s vigilante movie.
You're referring to my Death Wish films?
Yes, and also to the 1976 release of your film, Wah, Dagga Dagga Boom!
Which, once again, featured an ordinary, peaceful citizen driven to take the law into his own violent hands, this time as the innocent victim of people stopping in the street right in front of him and then turning around and going the other way.
Yes, I'm directing a film in that genre at the moment. It stars Arnold Schwarzenegger and Orville.
Yes, and I believe we have a scene from one of the early rushes.
I wish I could fly right up to the skies once I can.
But you can't.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can. I'll tie you to a rocket launcher.
Leaving the individual films for a moment, let's move on to your life. What's a typical day for Michael Winner?
Well, I get up at 11:30 and choose an ornate silk dressing gown from my enormous selection. Then I book the best table in my own dining room. Then I have rabbit kedgeree and otter sausages. Then I take delivery of that morning's consignment of Hawaiian cigars, which arrived by juggernaut. After that, I drop into my office in Soho to go through my new scripts and sleep face down on the desk.
Right, what about when you're filming? What are your days like then?
Well, I get up at 11:30 and choose an ornate silk dressing gown.
Right. Let's leave that.
Oh, good. Have we finished?
Well, we do have a few questions for you about your sole foray into theatre direction in 1986.
Oh, you're referring to my groundbreaking experiment in animal theatre with my all-moose production of Fame at the Old Vic.
Yes, now, this production came to a complete standstill during the first performance after someone in the audience moved and the moose all stopped what they were doing to stare at him.
Yes, I haven't worked with mooses since.
Finally, can we ask you about...
Yes, look, I'll answer the rest of your questions over dinner. Why not come to my enormous house in Holland Park for something to eat?
Well, thank you.
Yeah, OK.
Michael Winner, cigar aficionado and raconteur, thank you.
The winner came!
My favourite film director is Nick Park, who does the animation. I've been trying for a long time to get a part in one of his films, but without any luck. I can't understand it. Now he's won another Oscar for his new production. Wallace and Gromit get trodden into the carpet and have to be cut out with scissors.
Now, over to Victoria Station.
Hello, Keith. Anything going on?
Oh, hello, Harold. No, I'm just going to announce the 1810.
The train now arriving at Platform 9 is the delayed 1810 from Brighton. The late arrival is due to Network Southeast just generally being rubbish.
Now, I've got to finish the new Guildford timetable. I think we'll have departures at 7:10, 7:11 and 7:12
and then nothing for 3 hours.
Yeah, and have one of them made up of just buffet cars.
Yeah. And I'll do some of those columns that you follow down in the timetable which just suddenly stop, and then you have to find another column. You have to find another column just miles away.
Hello? What's that coming in on platform 7? Oh, it's the 1705. That's been missing since Thursday, hasn't it? Oh, dear. Pass the excuses booklet.
We apologise for the delay to the 1705, which has just arrived on platform 7. This is due to highwaymen operating in the Reigate area.
I'll tell you what, I'll make the big arrivals board go all flappy, 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 flappy. That'll cheer everybody up.
Passengers thinking of catching the 1822 to Maidstone from platform 11 may like to know that this train will get 100 yards up the line and then stop for 40 minutes for no apparent reason.
Can you do a couple of missing persons?
Here is a lost persons announcement. Matt and Luke Goss, where are you? Nobody's seen you for ages.
Here, can I do one?
Well, all students with big orange rucksacks who are intending to catch the nasty boat train leaving at some godforsaken time in the middle of the night, please note that there is a bus service in operation between Ramsgate and Ostend.
Is the route cleared for the royal train?
Will the Queen please come out of Stop Shop and make her way to platform 2? Where the royal train will depart on time for Sandringham before splitting up acrimoniously at Crewe.
Now, over to an answer phone in Salisbury.
Hi, we're either not in or not up. If you want to speak to any of the men behaving badly, Posse, Mike, Simon or Chris, speak now or forever hold your...
Michael, it's Granny Bryant here. Just thought I'd give you a ring, just to send me love. Because as you know, none of you visit anymore. Or ring, or write anymore. Did you get any of my letters, Michael? Perhaps you've been too busy to reply, or maybe the post office isn't what it was. Still, I'll tell you my news. I saw a robin this morning. It frightened me half to death, I can tell you, because, as you know, I'm blind now. It'll be Christmas soon. Lucky baby Jesus. What I wouldn't give for a warm stable and some visitors. Oh, I'm a worthless old woman, Michael. Have you read The Rats by James Herbert? I am like the two-headed radioactive pink bald one, you know, the leader. I'm like him in that you'll all be delighted when I'm gone. I'll ring off now. Bye-bye, Michael. Bye-bye.
I was painting my Dungeons and Dragons figurines the other day when the mobile library pulled up outside. I went in and started looking through the books. When I got off again, I was in Macclesfield. Here they are again, Nick and Tim. We join them with Michael Winner as they pull up outside his elegant, understated, stone-clad Georgian house to finish the interview.
Well, here we are. Come in, come in.
God, what a lovely house, Michael.
I love this thick carpet.
Yes, it's the deepest pile carpet I could find. Any deeper and you'd need a machete to get through. Ah, this is Basil, my pet Vietnamese pot-bellied pig. During the day, I bulldog clip him to the radiator so he doesn't make a mess. I shall eat him on my birthday. No, I rarely am. I'm going to eat him.
Can we have a quick look round?
Well, if you must, let's start in here. My memorabilia room, where I keep souvenirs of all my films.
Wow, what's this?
The enormous rubber chicken. That was the stunt double for Peter Ustinov in Appointment with Death. It was the only thing we could find that was big as him. We did tie three stuntmen together, but they didn't survive the 200-foot drop onto John Gielgud.
And which film are these enormous ball and chains from?
Well, I used those to stop Michael Caine and Roger Moore running away from the set of Bullseye.
And you've a life-size model of Charles Bronson.
No, no, that is Charles Bronson.
Hi there.
Well, nobody came to collect him at the end of our last film, so I kept him. You like it here, don't you, Charlie?
It's okay. It's a bit drafty. I'm going out now.
Why are you taking your gun?
I'm going to go and shoot the people that estimate your gas bill. How do they do that? I don't understand, but I know it's wrong.
Ta-ta, Charlie.
Yeah, goodbye, Mr. Bronson.
I almost regret creating such a powerful character for him in Death Wish. He seems unable to escape from it.
Does he shoot people for the sake of it?
Oh, no, he only shoots people who thinks have committed some wrong society has failed to punish.
Ah, like Andy Peters.
Yes, exactly. Right, time for some num-nums. This way. Cook, where are you? I wanted antelope cutlets with sherbet dib-dabs followed by plum mayonnaise and meringue nests with crisps.
There's a note stuck to the fridge door with a carving knife. It says, "Adieu, Monsieur Winner. I have taken a job with more money and better hours. It is in the Happy Eater on the Royston Bypass."
Oh, dear. He did an unbelievably fine roast penguin stuffed with peppers and biscuits.
But, why don't we just call Pizza Hut for a delivery?
No, they don't deliver here anymore. Not since I went in there one evening and used the salad bar as a trough. Now, what are the rest of your questions?
Well, what we were wondering was...
Yeah, could we actually be in your next film?
Now, normally that would be out of the question. But my next project is a radical change of direction. I might be able to use you. I'm directing a European art movie. They're marvellous. They only take about 10 minutes to make and you put in any old rubbish. Nothing like my usual films. What do you say?
Yeah, thank you, Michael.
Yeah, it's an honour. Has it got a title?
It certainly has. It's called Pourquoi les hiboux portent pas les chasseurs, which means why owls don't wear shoes. We can make it in the garden right now. Come on.
Well, will there be enough light out there? It's almost dark.
Well, that's the point of those films, that you can't see a bloody thing. How exciting. Pass me the phone. Hello? Michael Winner here? Oh, I'll leave right away. Absolutely. Ba-ba. Sorry, lads. I've had an offer from Hollywood to go and make a film version of the London A to Z. It's going to be a road movie. Ah, Charlie's back. What was the body count at the gas board, dear?
Customer services fobbed me off with some leaflets.
Well, listen, never mind. You're just in time to throw these idiots out. I've lost all interest in them.
Right. Well, Michael, it's been a pleasure meeting one of our heroes.
Yes, it certainly has.
Thanks, Michael. You're all right.
Bye-bye. Charlie, see them off the premises, then smash their faces in.
Skyverse was written and performed by Nick Golson and Tim DeYoung with Sally Phillips and Peter Bradshaw. It featured special guests Patrick Allen and Michael Winner and original music composed by Simon Brint. The broadcast assistant was Sarah Fraser and the programme was produced by John Naismith.